AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Authorities in the Nancy Guthrie investigation say glove DNA didn't match anything in a national database.
Investigators searching for Nancy Guthrie were hoping DNA from a discarded glove might yield clues, but a match was not found in the national CODIS database. Still, they're not giving up. That glove seemed to match ones worn by the masked man seen on camera on Guthrie's porch when she went missing after being dropped at home by family on January 31st. Police are still investigating that thread, including the mystery man's backpack, which may have come from Walmart, and are analyzing other DNA found at Guthrie's home and working to locate her through her pacemaker. Also, the sheriff Monday announcing they were ruling out her family and their spouses as suspects. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Capitol Police in Washington, D.C. have arrested an 18-year-old man after he ran from his vehicle toward the west side of the Capitol building armed with a shotgun. Capitol Police Chief Michael Sullivan says his officers intercepted the man before he got to the Capitol.
Who knows what could have happened if we wouldn't had officers here standing guard like they do every single day. I think it's important to note that just a few months ago, we had an active shooter exercise right here on the West Front, virtually in the same spot. And we do those active shooter exercises every single month. And that's why we do it.
The audio courtesy of WJLA-TV. Sullivan says investigators are trying to determine a motive. Authorities say search and rescue crews are looking for multiple backcountry skiers feared missing after a reported avalanche in Northern California. The Nevada County Sheriff's Office says an avalanche was reported in the Castle Peak area. The department says backcountry skiers were believed to be on the mountain. This is AP News. The makers of Roundup close in on a legal settlement for thousands of pending lawsuits.
Agrochemical giant Bayer has agreed on a proposed $7.25 billion settlement to resolve thousands of U.S. lawsuits over a popular weed killer. The complainants allege the company failed to warn people that Roundup could cause cancer. Bayer denies allegations that the herbicide glyphosate, Roundup's key ingredient, can cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but says the settlement gives the company a road to closure amid mounting litigation costs. The announcement comes as the Supreme Court prepares to hear a separate case in which Bayer is arguing that the EPA's approval of Roundup without a cancer warning should invalidate claims being filed in state courts. I'm Jennifer King.
New Orleans is celebrating Mardi Gras with revelry, parades, and costumes. Mardi Gras is also known as Fat Tuesday. It falls on the day before Ash Wednesday. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.